All right, we are back on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name's Jeff. In that set, we heard a couple of messages about Pledgerama. It is coming up real soon, October the 16th. It all kicks off here on UMFM on Thank God It's Free Range. The night before, the 15th, we're going to have a big party at the Goodwill Social Club where Ben Kaplan and the Casual Smokers are going to play, as we heard there. If you pre-pledge now or any time before then, if you pre-pledge a minimum of $25, you save a bunch of money on your ticket for that night. And it's going to be a super great night, and hopefully UMFM's Pledgerama is going to be a huge success. We count on your support, and we sincerely hope that you will consider doing so. You can check it out now. I got the information up at tellthebandtogohome.com. If you go to the Music Angels page, you can find all the details there now. Or if you go to the UMFM page, you can click on the donate link on the left to send your money, and within there is link to all of our incentives and lots more information about why we do what we do, what we're planning to do, why we need your help to do it, and all kinds of other things. And you have been so generous to me, especially over the past few years. This show has been the number one fundraiser on all of UMFM. A couple of times now, especially last year, we blew away the nearest competition by like almost $500, $400, I think, more than the nearest competitor. And we do have a little fun competition here among hosts on the station. And so you know, we do like to encourage you to pledge our own shows. But honestly, if you feel like pledging, you know, to Ray Alexander instead of me, you go right ahead. It all goes to the same place. I'm fine with that. I like Ray just as much as you do. So, you know what? It's all in fun, but to try and get you to pledge, I've got a whole bunch of stuff lined up to give away, and trying to line up some special guests and stuff for our shows coming up during Pledgerama. So hopefully you'll tune in for that and stick around and get your pledge in early. I got a couple of things coming up this week that I'd love for you to join us for. Well, I guess one this week and one next week. Coming up this week on Wednesday, I got a house concert at the Sunset Saloon. We'll play some music from the folks who are playing in just a little bit. And if you come, if you pre-pledge before then, I will get your UMFM merch together for you, and you can pick it up at my house on Wednesday. Or if you pledge on Wednesday, I can get your stuff shortly after that. So, you know, I'll hook you up. I got people. I got powers. Being the number one fundraiser, the $2,000 man. It brings certain powers, you know, and great responsibilities. It's true. All right. What are we talking about? What's going on? How about this? Should we do this? Is this? Yeah. All right. You ever just doubt yourself? You go to do something, and then you go, am I right about that? Because I don't usually check my facts. I usually just spit them out and assume that they're true. But, oh, yeah, it looks like it is true. Today in Winnipeg and all kinds of places has been the Breast Cancer Foundation Run for the Cure, where folks are raising money for a good cause. You know, I'll put the politics aside. I think we can all agree that cancer is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing that has affected many people that you know and love, I'm absolutely sure, and certainly many people that I know and love. And so why don't we send out a little positivity to all the folks trying to raise money to help support folks with cancer and folks trying to cure cancer and all kinds of stuff with some powerful songs from some cancer survivors, because there are some amazing artists who have suffered and won their battles against cancer. And here's one. This guy, oh man. This guy's got it rough, because not only did he suffer with cancer and had it rough, and this album tells that story really well, but then just after he kind of got over the cancer, dude found out he has Alzheimer's, and it's horrible, it's brutal. But he is a strong, resilient, amazing man. And John Mann is out there performing probably tonight. I know he's doing he's busy with a play based on this album, based on his experiences with cancer. And he's doing all the music for it still, in spite of all his troubles. And that's pretty amazing. So why don't we hear a song about that from that great record. This is from The Waiting Room from John Mann. And this is a powerful message.
There's an angry soul in the pit of my tongue, size of the nail upon my thumb. It's a violent red. I lay on the bed and watch the screen from my left side as they quickly try to hide it. Take my blood and an ECG, chest x-ray and a cup of pee. As I join the ranks of the living dead, I'm a ticking time bomb in this hospital bed. I'm a shut-in, you can't shut it out of my head. Thank you.
I'm a weary driver out upon a lost highway. I come all the way from hell with this tale to tell, like many here before me, longing to be set free. My name is Nobody, and I'm lately blessed. I heard a voice that cried out inside the wilderness. I awoke, and my heart and soul were in despair, like a sailor lost at sea. No ship to rescue me. My name is Nobody. So I take it one day at a time. I walk the hard line above this blessed sod. I'm still living with this fear, but I'm still here with all these children of God. My name is Nobody. I'm traveler out across a lost highway. Every night as I lay down, I say a silent prayer that morning light will find me here. Without this cross to bear, my name is nobody. So I take it one day at a time. I walk the hard line above this blessed sun. And I'm still living with this fear, but I'm still here. I'm still living with this fear, but I'm still here. I am still living with this fear, but I'm still here. With all these children of God, my name is nobody. Ticket to ride. I'm gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. I ride till the sun comes up and down round about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in her last seat. Sing the song for the people to meet and get along with it all. Where the people say, oh. I sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game and start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. I might go back down to Texas or go to somewhere that I've never been, and get up in the morning. Go out at night and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to this song and start singing again. Questions that I already know. I could build me a castle with memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when you know what to say. Sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down round about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in her last seat. Sing my song for the people to meet and get along with it all. Where the people say, oh. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when you know what to say.
Hi, this is O Susanna, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM in Manitoba.
Awesome. I don't even know where we are.
every day. My heart was beating next to you. Oh yeah. Now I'm here at last. Oh, and I need to stay. Look into my eyes, then you realize there is only one thing left to say. Oh, tell me you love me. Here I am there.
Tell me you care.
Tell me, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Come on, come on.
Something from the powerful, the amazing Sharon Jones, who once again is battling cancer, it seems. But she's a feisty, powerful, powerful woman, and I don't think it's going to keep her down. I sure as hell hope not, because she's a pretty important lady. Wonderful. Did you see her at the Interstellar Rodeo this year? Was that not one of the greatest things you've ever seen? Unbelievable. Let's hope she'll be back. That's a Tell Me from 100 Days, 100 Nights. Before that, we heard Oh Susanna, who kicked breast cancer's ass last year or the year before, just before the release of her name dropper record. Good for her. We love her. We need her around. That's for sure. The lucky ones there from Soon the Birds. We heard John Prine in there, who's such a tough old bugger. He's kicked cancer's ass twice now. And I'm sure it knows not to mess with him anymore. But let's wish old John Prine the best anyway. We heard Clay Pigeons there, a great Blaze Foley classic from the album Fair and Square. We heard Ron Hines in there from his self-titled record. My Name is Nobody, of course. Ron Hines had a bad case of the cancer. He doesn't sound nearly the same anymore, unfortunately, but he's still out there, still doing his thing, and good for him. Kevin Hearn and Thin Buckle. Kevin Hearn had a nasty case of the cancer and came out on the right side of it, and good for him. We heard something off of a record that's about that experience. It's called H-Wing, in honor of the ward where he spent a lot of time battling cancer. We heard The Good One. That fine record features a whole bunch of people, and I don't just love it because it features some real statics, including Martin Tielli, who you heard on that track, but, you know, it never hurts. You can't really hold that against him. And John Mann in there from his Waiting Room project. We heard The Angry Sore, and we'll send those out to all the amazing people who are suffering with cancer these days, or know someone who is, and wish them well. If all those folks can come out on the right side, hopefully you and your loved ones can as well. That's our wish for you today. Our wish is also, holy cow, I wish I had more time. How's there only 20 minutes left? How does that happen? All right, I guess I better play this one. Yeah, I better. I'm going to play this one for Dale today, because it's probably the only one I'm going to be able to play. This guy's playing tonight at the Park Theater as part of their 10th anniversary celebration. The Park Theater, such an amazing, amazing place in this town. We are so, so lucky to have had it for 10 years, and hopefully we'll have it for many more. They've been celebrating this weekend their 10th anniversary. And tonight is the show that I would be most interested in, that's for sure. It features Richard Inman, who I've heard so many things about and must check out one of these days, Kieran West, Zachary Lucky, Rami May, and this guy right here. Here's something from Scott Nolan playing tonight at the Park Theater. Go check him out.
Arkansas, my head hurts. I love to stick around and maybe make it worse. And I got a girl down in Henrietta, and her love's like tornado weather. It's girls like this that keep me trying. She goes off like an air raid siren. I come in clean, leave torn apart, bad liver and a broken heart. Any summer, Oklahoma sunset. Nicer place, I haven't been there yet. Standing out in front of the blue door, too tired for sleep, too drunk for more. It's nights like these that keep me trying. Who always knows when her man is lying? It ain't me, I'm just playing a part. Bad liver and a broken heart. Who's the president? What year is it? Does anybody speak about the truth anymore? Maybe that's what songs are for. You're the wind and I'm on fire. In this line of work, no one retires. You come in clean, leave torn apart. Bad liver and a broken heart. Bad liver and a broken heart. A bad liver and a broken heart. Bad liver and a broken heart. Thank you.
I'm fine when they ask me how are you. I'm always lying to someone, but I'll never lie to you. Keep on bringing me back, baby. Keep on bringing me back, baby.
Now there's a song that I was going to play. I can't find it. I don't know what happened to it. Here, I'll play this one instead. Live radio. Professional. Very professional.
I know you like to watch TV and the believe in God, but I kind of like your blonde hair and the way that you're looking at TikTok. I know it looks so different and you like other things that I do, but I got a dirty crush on you, a dirty small town crush on you. Store, you were buying some strange things, like Wonder Bread and bologna and yellow cheesy rings. I know it was the receiver if they had anything at home. I know we're so different, and you like other things that I do. Well, I got a dirty crush on you, a dirty small town crush on you. Now every time I see you, you're looking kind of thin. Your tank top is all sagging and gray is the color of your skin. I know that we're so different and you like other things that I do. But I got a dirty crush on you, a dirty small town crush on you. I got a dirty crush on you, a dirty small town crush on you.
There's a band called the May Hemingways. They're going to rock out in my living room on Wednesday night, and I would love, love, love to have more people come, and I'd love to pack the place. I'd love it to be steamy and hot and hard to move around. It'd be so pleasing. Wednesday, tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find out all the details, and I'd love to do it because these are great, great artists who deserve to be seen and heard. And in order to do that, you got to get your butt out to my living room. It's going to be fun. Anybody can come, including you. So come on. Check it out. Email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can give me a call here for the next few minutes, 204-269-8636. Or, you know, just find it out. Find out. Look it up on Facebook. We heard two from them because I inadvertently deleted that song from the playlist and then had to re-add it. So that was CDs I Didn't Sell. Small Town Crush before that. Man, I love that one. And Melissa Payne in there, also coming along with the May Hemingways Wednesday. It's going to be amazing. Double bill. I just love Melissa Payne, and I'm loving what I'm hearing from these May Hemingways. It's going to be so fun. We heard Bring Me Back from her High and Dry record. Lindy Ortega playing tonight at the West End Cultural Center with Chic Gamin, which is crazy. I guess that's why. I guess that's why it is sold right out, which kind of sucks if you were planning to go and pick up a ticket at the door, like a guy I know. But, you know, have fun. And learn from my mistakes. Get a ticket in advance. We heard Jimmy Dean there from Little Red Boots. We heard Scott Nolan playing tonight at the Park Theater. I bet you can still get a ticket for that baby, unfortunately. Bad Liver and a Broken Heart from Receiver Reflector. Stay tuned. Sunday Drive, Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe's probably around. I'll be around on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Steel Belted Radio. Then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., we Tell the Band to Go Home all over again. Join us. Stick around. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. And, you know, be good people.